Hello, and welcome to the first episode of We've Got Your Six on NDTnow.com, brought to you by SureHand, the self-service hiring platform that instantly matches industrial employers with verified tradespeople. I'm your host, Mary Beth Michelli. So as you know, we have just recently launched NDTnow.com, and we are dedicated to looking towards the future of NDT by helping current and next generation of NDTers. One of the ways we will be doing this is to talk to prominent figures in the NDT industry, hear their stories, and get their take on where the industry is headed and some advice for those just starting their careers. We will be asking all of our guests six questions so you can get an idea of the different paths forward in NDT and how to advance your career. Be sure to stay tuned for our other upcoming podcasts, which will focus on soft skills such as leadership, as well as tech tips from our techs in the field. And now, I'd like to introduce our first guest, Mr. Danny Keck. Danny is the Secretary Treasurer of the American Society for Non-Destructive Testing, ASNT. Mr. Keck has been in the NDT industry for over 40 years, including 17 years with BP and 12 years with Saudi Aramco. He is one of the foremost experts in digital radiography and brings a wealth of knowledge to our audience. Hi, Danny. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, Mary Beth, and thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And as you heard, we're really looking forward to launching this new We've Got Your Six in order to help other NDTers in the industry, not just those who are starting out, but all NDTers to hear stories and really look at where our industry is headed in the future. But first, can you tell us a little bit about what you do now?
Absolutely. Mary Beth, I started in this industry in 1971, and as you said, well over 40 years of experience, and I retired from British Petroleum in 2016 and started my own little consultant business, and that keeps me quite busy. So, I have six or seven clients, and I do work on procedure development, technique development with radiography, phased array, guided wave, and also train and test individuals. And then as a volunteer for ASNT, I stay quite busy with that as well. So that's what I'm doing right now. So.
Excellent. It sounds like you do not know how to retire. So good for you.
I've always said, Mary Beth, that when I stopped learning in this industry, I would stop working in this industry. And to date, it just hasn't happened.
So true. So true. That's one of the great things about NDT for sure. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got into NDT? I feel like everybody in this business has an interesting story.
Oh, mine is probably one of the most interesting, I think. If you can imagine an 18-year-old kid standing on a street corner and the phone in the phone booth behind you rings and you pick it up and the guy offers you a job as a radiographer the next day. 24 hours later, I was a radiographer. Now, that seems strange, but there's a long story behind it, but I actually was 4 days out of high school, had no idea what I was going to do with life, and the phone booth behind me rang and a guy offered me a job. That's how I got into NDT. That was 48 years ago.
Wow, that is truly an interesting story, which I was not expecting.
I told you it was, there's more to it, but I won't, 24 hours later, I was actually in a shop in Rahway, New Jersey, working for a company at the time called Con-Am.
So thank God for phone booths, you and Superman.
Yeah. Turns out, and that little town that I grew up in, 2,300 people in northern Pennsylvania, at one time there was 25 of us in non-destructive testing. Not all from the phone booth, but
Well, that's great.
Interesting story. Sometime I'll tell you the whole thing about it. But.
That I am looking forward to that for sure. Maybe we'll have to do a separate episode just on that. So can you tell us a little bit about what methods you used most throughout your career?
So when I started, I was a pipeline radiographer. So I've used X-ray and iridium quite extensively, and we only used film in those days. We didn't have computed radiography or digital radiography or computed tomography. So I've used radiography extensively throughout my career, even high energies and linear accelerators, betatrons, you name it, I've had my fingers in it with radiography. And also when I was very young in my career in non-destructive testing, I met a dear old friend of mine who rode in on a motorcycle. He had it was about the time that Easy Rider film had come out. And here comes this guy on a chopper with a fringe jacket and a UT machine strapped on his back. And he pulls in, gets some equipment, I ask him where he was going. He said he was going to Miami to do an ultrasonic job. And he was riding his motorcycle to Miami. This is from New Jersey. And I said, well, golly, I want to do that too. I want to do radiography all my life. So I went right in and asked the superintendent, could I please learn some ultrasonics? And so I've done quite a bit of ultrasonics since then as well. And have used other methods. And guided ultrasonics is one of my passions now. I've spent a lot of time developing that tool with some of the owners in the UK. How's that? Wow.
That's really fascinating. You certainly have had a very interesting path, let's say, within your NDT career. And I think that's pretty typical, maybe not the motorcycle and the phone booth, but I think that's pretty typical of the of the industry for sure.
Well, it is. It is very typical of the industry. There's always work. I've spent quite a lot of time in Alaska on the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline. I was one of the few inspection and NDT folks that were inside the pipeline. We actually did some work where we actually went in a mile inside the pipeline with representatives from the Department of Transportation and did ultrasonics and dye penetrant and mag particle inspections of some of the wells that were buried underground. What an experience that was.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating.
Oh, I could tell story after story after story. Some I can't tell either.
So one of the things that we often discuss in NDT is that mentorship is so very important. Can you tell us a little bit about who your mentors were and, you know, how did their mentorship affect you?
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, I know I go back to Charles Hellier, Chuck Hellier. He's been a mentor of mine all throughout my career. I had the opportunity to work with him and a gentleman by the name of Sam Wink, who was from Southwest Research and one of the godfathers of NDT, if you will. In fact, both of them are, I consider, the godfathers of NDT, along with Dr. Kraut-Kramer and others. Had a couple different mentors in the radiography business, and as a level one, you tend to listen to everything they say, and if you do, you do well. If you listen to your mentors, you will do well. So, Chuck Hillier, Sam Wink, a gentleman by the name of Elmer Martinez, who was my first operator when I was a technician. I've actually still in contact with Elmer now. Boyd and Mike Creech, all names that have been around the industry for a long, 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 long time. And all of them have helped me in my travels around the world. And so I've actually used the business to see the world, and so far it's worked out.
Well, and you touched upon this a little bit in terms of listening to your mentors, but what advice would you give someone starting out in the NDT business?
Wow. I've actually given that advice out, but does it come right off the top of my head? No, each person is different, but what I've always said, and I've just spoke it before, is if I stop learning in this business, then I'd have to find another business. This the NDT business is the technology development, and everything is moving so fast. Is don't get stagnant, don't get idle. Don't get into a routine. If you find something that you like, jump on it, because it's going to go somewhere, and use it to see the world too. I mean, there's jobs all over the world that require non-destructive testing. But I would think that just don't get stagnant. Don't allow yourself to just get into a groove and set, because there's so much going on out there in the NDT business.
For sure. And I really do think that that's one of the things that keeps NDT so interesting for so many people. I think a lot of the people in NDT get bored doing one thing over and over again. So that's one of the things that the technology, the methods, the different applications, there's just so much out there for people to explore and learn on a constant basis. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that I really enjoy this industry and got into it as well. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just every day. It's not a day goes by that there isn't something new, or somebody has taken a standard technique that we've used for years, made one modification to it, and oh my goodness, it opens up a whole nother window.
So we're in a very strange time right now. Many of us are stuck at home. I wonder where you see NDT headed in the next 10 years. And you can speak in general or maybe in the context of what we're all going through right now. I'll let you choose on that one.
I think I'll start with general, but I'm sure I'll get off into the woods a little bit. So where do I see the industry headed in the next 10 years? In the last 10 years, I've seen it explode into 100 times fold of what it usually was. Pipeline industry will never go away. Maintenance inspection will never go away, but I see there's a vast amount of work that will be done subsea. We just started doing some of that in the last 10 years, and I see that taking off. So remote visuals, remote doing things remotely underwater where people cannot go, that's going to take off quite quickly, I would suspect. And then there's the infrastructure that is so outdated and needs revisited. You yourself know the bridges and the railroads and our refineries are old. They need inspected and they need corrected. And I see the infrastructure as being something that we're going to we're going to see a lot more of other than just the normal refinery work and pipeline work. I see the infrastructure is taking, it's got to take off.
For sure there. They actually just came out with a report yesterday that said a third of the nation's infrastructure requires repair or rehabilitation.
Exactly. And it's just getting worse. It's getting older.
Yeah. I was just going to say, one of the things that we often preach in the infrastructure industry is that go ahead and fix it and do the rehab, but use your testing and your monitoring to ensure that those repairs and rehabilitations are working properly before moving on.
Oh, absolutely. Permanent sensors is huge right now and just is going to go even larger as we move on. I was going to say, so the nuclear power industry overseas in the Middle East is actually growing as far as nuclear power plant construction. I think last time I read it was something like 13 nuclear power plants going into the Middle East in the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and such. But in the U.S., I think we've got two new ones somewhere in Georgia, and other than that, we're just limping along with what we have. And those all take inspection efforts. I think there's somewhere around 400 people that do in-service inspection on nuclear power plants still to this day.
Wow.
And it's going to continue as long as they're just renewing their licenses for another 20 years. So those are all things that's where the industry is headed. It won't slow down. If anything, it's going to accelerate.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Danny. Really appreciate your time today. And we look forward to hearing your phone booth story at another time. I think that'll be really interesting.
Mary Beth, it's been a pleasure. And I look forward to mentoring folks as we go and always here to help. Thanks.
Excellent. Excellent. And thank you again for listening. Remember, we've got your six here at ndtnow.com, brought to you by SureHand. Let good jobs find you.